So picking off from yesterday. So the question is, by Shechacha, you have Machlokes, it says, V'shechachta Omer Basada, and you forget an Omer in the field. So the question is, does Basada mean, even if it's hidden, Basada, even if it's hidden? Or do you say the opposite? Asada means not alpanei asada, not hidden. Right, it says, according to the review, it's alpanei asada, on the face of the field. The Rabban says, no, it's basoch asada, in the field. So the question is, what's the two definitions here? I mean, the Gemara thought that was what they were arguing about, is what does basada mean? In which case, you'd have to say that our Mishnah, which says Basada excludes Egla Rufa from if it's Taman, if it's hidden, is only going to contribute. You don't want to say that. But I'm just saying, so what would that be? What would the question mean there? What are the two ideas of Basada? Okay, something like this. What does it mean, Basada? Is Basada a location? Okay, a location or a condition. Okay, so what do I mean? Is if it's a location, Basada is in the field. Where is he located? In the field. So I don't care if he's buried or not, he's still in the field. Right? The Shikha, you forgot it in the field. The mace, you find it in the field. Basada, Basokha Sada, in the field. So I don't care where it is. I don't care if it's whatever, in the field is in the field. Right? Who really cares if it's hidden over, covered over? Still Basada, that's its location. Or do you say, that's I think what you were saying is like a geographical location or something, right? Or do you say that Basada is, it's a condition? There's such a thing as a condition of, like he says, Alpanei Hasada, Rashi says, on the face of the field. I mean, it's just lying there on the field. Like by the Egla Barufa. You find the body just lying there on the field. Basada means just right on the field. Now, if it's in a field but covered under a pile of rocks, that's a different condition of the object. That's hidden under a pile of rocks. That's his identity. If you had to say what's the condition of the object, you'll say hidden under a pile of rocks. If he's laying there flat right on the empty field, on the open field, you say he's just on the face of the field. So it's a condition in the chafetz of being basada, means on the field. It's al pnei asada. Then under rocks is a different condition of a chafetz. In terms of location, its location in both of them is the field. But the question is Basada a location or is there a condition of Basada? The Shechcha is Basada. You forgot it, it's just lying there on the field. If it's covered over, so there's not, you can forget it lying there on the field. It's covered, it's hidden. It's a different condition. So Shechcha, you could say, we have to get into why it would be, but you say Shechcha means where the thing is just right there in plain sight, just on the face of the field, in a condition of just being on the field. And you forget about it. Once it's hidden, yeah, technically it's in the field, but it's not on the field. But on is a condition of the chafetza. But in the field is its location. Its location. There's a quality of in the condition. But in the field. I'm sorry, I'm on the field. There's two different categories. Okay, two different categories. One category is place, location, and that's one of the 10 categories. One of Aristotle's categories.
Oh.
Yeah, and another one is quality. Is Basada a quality in the object? Or is Basada a location, place? They're different things. And the question is, the Gemara thought that they're arguing about what it means. What does the Torah mean when it says Basada? So it says if you say that, then it's going to turn out our Mishnah has to be like Rav Yehuda. But the Gemara says, no, it's not true. Really, Basada could mean either one. And you have to determine, based on context, Reboys, Miyots, whatever, which one the Torah is using. It's not a strict definition. The Torah has to stick to one meaning of the word across the board. Rather, it's contingent upon context. And that's what we're saying. So then we have to proceed. I mean, that's where we go next. But that's the Gemara's first step. It's saying, are they arguing about the word, definition of the word is over there? And then they get, if you learn it that way, then they're going to have this problem. But that's what it says. No, it depends. really the word in the Torah that could mean both, and based upon context, you have to figure out in what way it's being used. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. Now it says, really, no. The Rabbanon really could also hold on like a Mishnah. Rabbanon, even though when it comes to Egel Arufa, the Rabbanon say Basada means not covered over, they could still say that by Shecha, it could mean it is covered over. It even includes covered over. Why? He says because in both cases, you have to take what's given and then be Doresh. So by the Egel Arufa, it says Ki Matzai. If you find it, you find the Chalal. So you find the Chalal, you find the Chalal. Find it anywhere. Who cares where it is? So now Basada comes along. If it were just to say, just give me 1 second. You're right. What you're saying is that ki matzeh, the simple idea of ki matzeh means if you found it, any finding. Now it says basada ba'adama, so it sounds like it's a limitation. It's limiting the ki matzeh. So the limitation is that it has to be in a certain condition. It has to be in a condition of ba'adama. Not covered over. If it were just saying Ba'adama means on the ground, just the location of Eretz Yisrael, Ba'adama, they have to be located there, so then, and I don't exactly know what the limit is, but Ba'adama, like what else could it have said? Ki Matzei Chalal Be'Eretz Yisrael, or I just don't know what else it could have said. The ba. Maybe it's the ba that is being Dorish. But I guess. Your ba'adama, what? Leave out ba'adama. Ki motze chalal. I guess forget the ba'aretz Hashem Hashem no sin lach altogether. I mean, you have to say that it's an Eretz Yisrael, though. Right? Or I guess you could have left that ba'asadeh, no fa ba'asadeh, or ki motze chalal. Ba'adama asher shana nosen lach. So what do you say? Ki matzei chalal ba'aretz Yisrael. But I mean, that's also ba. I mean, you have to say where. There is a where here. So maybe it's just telling you location. Saying ki matzei would mean anywhere. Ba'adama asher shana nosen lach means it has to be in Eretz Yisrael. But I guess it's saying ba'sada, ba'adama. It wants to point to, maybe it could have said ba'aretz Yisrael. Or maybe that would just be into the country. But ba'adama, you're just saying it's on the field. I mean, of course, in the field. The field isn't really limiting it. Everything's the dhamma. Everything's the land. The land is the land. But it's implying that it's a mia. So it's saying it's the mia too, only if it's in the condition of being a basada, not tama. But he says when it comes to shechacha, so I would say that shechacha dumya dekatsira, just like cutting when you harvest it, it's bagaloi, it's in the open. So too the shechacha, the forgetting would have to be when it's open, wide open. So it teaches you basada, it must be. It say no. Even if it's not, even if it's just in the field. So I think I'd like to get into first of all, what's that idea? But what's the machlokas about whether by shechacha the thing has to be, you know, has to be open, so to speak, has to be basada in the condition of basada, right? Or shechacha even implies if it's taban, if it's hidden in the field. What's the question, you know? What's the idea of ketsira dumya de shechacha? I mean, what's forgetting it like cutting it, just like cutting is in the open, so too. I mean, it just sounds like an ad hoc type of an equation. I guess cutting is like forgetting, because cutting is in the open. I mean, cutting is a lot of things. I mean, one of them is that it's in the open, but it's not like, oh, he's thinking cutting. Oh, so that's something that's in the open, so it must be shechacha is in the open. I mean, there's just a lot of ways to go. I mean, how do you get from one to the other? You know? Sounds like you're picking a random feature of Katsira and just applying that to Shechacha. So I'll tell you something. I'm thinking similar to, like you guys are saying, most similar to what Yehuda was saying. That the question is, do you look at Shechacha as like a Maisa? that you do, you cut it and you forget it. Right? That's Dumi the Katzir. That's the way the Torah describes it. You cut it and you forget it. So it's like, in a certain sense, forgetting is like an action that you're doing to it. It's not a standard type of an action. But what does it mean as action? It means it's there, it's in your face, it's gagaloi, it's in the condition of alpanei hasada, and you forget about it. You cut it, it's there, it's sitting there, it's bagaloi, it's, you're gonna take it, but you forget about it. It's like, so to speak, like you're acting on it. It's there for you to act on and to either take it or to forget it. And you're forgetting it. Okay, it's like a maisa of shechcha. It's a maisa of forgetting. But to do the maisa of forgetting, it has to be in your purview, begging you to take it, so to speak, and you say, I'm forgetting you. Okay, it's forgetting is the action of forgetting demands a precondition of it being subject to your taking. It's there, it's staring at you, you're staring at it. It's open. Just like a tzira, it's like describing the process. Normally it goes, you cut it and you pick it up. But here it's, you cut it and you forget it. So if it's hidden under the thing, you cut it and you didn't forget it, you didn't do an action forgetting it, it just removed from you altogether. So you can't say I did an action of shechcha on it, I forgot it, I didn't realize it. I didn't even know it was there. Right, it was hidden. Okay, good. Or do you say no, that you don't need a maisa shecha? But as you just said, good, is that it's the chafza is a nishkach. The chafza is a nishkach. Shecha means, it's shecha, that's like, shecha refers to the object. It was nishkach. Now what does it mean the chafza is nishkach, it's forgotten? So it means is that, see, if the thing is basada, see, if it's in the location of basada, so then the chafza is omed to be picked. It's awaiting picking, so to speak. Because that's the field. The field is meant to be cleared out. That's the idea. You cut it, but every single thing which is in the location of the sada is omed to be picked up. And if it's not picked up, the chafza is an ishkach. You can't say you acted on it in a way of shechcha. But the chafza was left behind. The chafza was forgotten. I don't care why, you'll give me a story, I didn't realize, I don't know, I wasn't sure, I didn't look at it. But bottom line is, the chafza was forgotten. Okay, the chafza was forgotten. You didn't forget it, but Baman is it was forgotten because it's why. What makes it forgotten? Because it's omed to be picked up. Why is it omed to be picked up? Because it's basada, because its location is the sada, and if its location is the sada is awaiting to be picked up. The sada is there, is ready to be picked up. So therefore, the chafza is a. The chafza is a nishkach. I think we have one more day of the shechcha stuff. Okay, a little further. Two more. I mean, I think the Gemara may go further, but I just want to do two more things in the shechcha. One is this question. You'll see it's shechcha kama. What Rabbi Yehuda does with basada, and then this next thing is prat l'shavso omrim basasoch sadayu. If your crops blow into like the next guy's field. Is that considered shechcha? Okay, two questions before the Abaya. When you get to the Abaya of Yirmiya, that's already a little bit different. It takes a different thing. I mean, but two more definitions. I mean, you'll see two more questions about shechcha and then we'll go back to. And then I'm going to skip a little bit and go back to Egla Rufa to the question of if you find him in in a city near the Goyim, near the border, or in the city of Rovakam. I'm kind of going to jump to all the way, almost right before the Mishnah. Okay, and we'll do another year. Okay, so we should have one more day of Shechcha Staf. Okay, of Shechcha Staf.